Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston. Now, I mean, a fair few years ago, let's just say somebody chucked a load of thousands of links to my site, my own personal site, and let's just say the anchor text wasn't in relation to what I did. Let's just say that. Now, it didn't do a thing. In fact, my traffic sort of went up a little bit, if I'm honest. You know, maybe not for what they perceived, but I mean, to me, that shows that, well, those are not really toxic links because, you know, Google will devalue them and everything. So what are the telltale signs of what people should be looking out for in, you know, toxic, well, anything toxic relating to what will harm your site?
Yeah, I think that most people are really bad at negative SEO, to be honest, in the first place. And that's what, even in the SEO industry, you know, 99.9% of people can't pull it off. It's actually pretty hard to do. But when it comes to actually trying to find what links could be toxic and utilized for actually harming a website or something like that, in general, malware and hack sites and things like that are very damaging to be linked to you. Any sort of link where the traffic on the site itself has just been eradicated. So you've seen a site, it's gone to 45,000 visits in Ahrefs, and now it's at 210 in the space of a week. That's probably not a site that you're wanting to be getting links from. Any sites that have got massive amounts of redirects, any sites that have got a lot of spam on them that are heavy, you know, like casino guest host farms, anything that is in really bad niche neighborhoods and stuff like that, they can be seen as toxic, right? Because they're linking to adult content or they're linking to all sorts of things. There's really, really high levels of stuff where Google is like, you know, if you get links from like terrorist websites, things like that and stuff. But that's going to some next level extreme, you know. There's definitely different levels of kind of toxicity out there. But there are ones that can, there are ones that you, that will only be a temporary effect, and ones that will be kind of a longer term effect that need additional work to get it removed, not just by removing and dispelling the link.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.